I hit the button a while ago. I just wanted to see if any of you guys were going to say anything that got us canceled.
Good evening. It's April 11th, 2022. Welcome back to Boomerex Tonight, your nearly daily source for news and politics. Hey, asshole, what separates our show from other millennial news podcasts?
So we've advocated throwing frat boys out of air things and airships and tried to figure out how to drop concrete cinder blocks from great heights.
We have a boomer, and not just any boomer. We have Mr. Boomer Rex himself. He's not talking tonight. Okay.
Good evening.
You two eat, sleep, and breathe politics, and I'm learning. That's three unique perspectives we share along with the facts from our literal round table, which is oval now. We'll have to figure that out.
Anyway. And it wasn't that I wasn't speaking to you. It was I wasn't listening to you. Just so you know.
Because that's better somehow instead of
this
just
is that
not
boomer shit.
I think
anything.
It's more amusing.
Like,
we'll see if you think that next time you're working, the drugs kick in.
All right. Tell us about this new Russian general.
Well, apparently Putin has found the perfect leader for the exercise in the Ukraine. I mean, this guy's already a war criminal twice over,
mm-hmm.
right? Absolutely vicious murderer of civilians in Syria.
I don't know. Did we decide that, or is this like still one of those acts of genocide? How many acts of genocide are we talking before we get to a full one?
You mean, did he get convicted?
Is he actually charged? No, is he charged? Is there a warrant out for him?
Okay.
The dead husk that is Earth is built on a pile of
whether
should
you've
have
been tried or not, especially if you're a Russian general.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Doesn't matter. He's fucking war criminal.
That's fucking cool, but when he gets a new name and a new passport and goes to Borneo or whatever, no one's going to know that.
Probably not. But he did the same thing in the Second Chechen War.
Right. That's what I couldn't find. But again, he was not like frontline-y dude then, was he?
He's a general.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, no. I don't believe Russian generals go close enough to hear gunfire.
I think the general's responsible for everything his unit does
cool.
or
I
fails
care.
To do. And if I'm going to charge for war crimes, I'm going to start at the top.
For fucking sure.
Okay, fine.
I'm saying that doesn't mean he had, right, launch the chemical weapons is less impressive than a guy that knows how to rig them and knows where to rig them. And, right, there are individual team leaders I'd be more concerned. I'm more concerned about the Chechenian mercenary forces that got butchered, so not that concerned, versus he was a colonel or something at that point. That's fine, sure, yeah. Fucking war criminal. Don't care. But, like, do care. We'll see if that matters. I wanted to, like, I couldn't find anything about him earlier that would make me think he's ever actually shot at anyone or been shot at.
Right.
And the Ukrainians are doing pretty good on hunting generals. Good luck to Ukrainians.
Let us hope they get him. His name is Alexander Dvornikov.
Dvornikov.
But, no, it means that, right, it's just monster tactics. That's fine. Like, that's horrible, and we should do something, sure. And we all change the channel when we see the Starving Kid commercial.
So what's he doing in Ukraine?
We don't know yet.
He's believed to be responsible for that attack on the train station. Or that is at least got his finger right.
His
the fingerprints
would
on it
certainly
look a lot
be
like
consistent
his.
Uh-huh. With his previous behavior in other
yeah.
places.
No, and I'm not trying to downplay the criminality of what he
Come
did.
Come on, Ukrainians, get him.
Right, but he's not an infantry leader who came up in Chechenian war shooting through walls to engage. Right, he's not. He has no experience in vicious house-to-house fighting. That's what all
yeah.
flooded
no,
into
No, I
the...
don't think he's going to help much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is going to be lots of war crimes.
Yeah.
But not even, like, these aren't going to be, right, this isn't going to be the Serbian Black Hand shit. This isn't going to be the other where, right, really dedicated groups are doing it, as opposed to, right, this is going to be shelling and chemical bombs and,
yeah.
All right, so shall we move on to Russian state TV backs Trump again?
Yes. This is more than previous ones, was my impression.
Yeah, it really
They're definitely going further than
this
previously.
This is their revenge plan, right. Is to get Trump reelected so that when things calm down, hey, Russia, things aren't going to calm down.
Yeah.
You're going to spend 30 years as a pariah. And that'll be 30 years counting from the day Putin dies. So
yep.
get ready for it. You scared the Europeans and you pissed us off.
So what are they saying?
They're saying that they need to do all the support stuff to get Trump reelected like they did in 2016. And they said that. That's the quiet stuff said out loud.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, they're bemoaning the fact that it's going to be harder than in 2016 because Russia is now at a disadvantage when it comes to information warfare.
We pretended they were a superpower for so long.
I know.
I could mount this up, me personally, this asshole right here, for a couple of hundred thousand. Like, enough you could walk it across a border.
Yeah.
And, the fuck, man. God damn, pisses me the fuck off.
Yeah. Well, and now it would be very hard for them to have the kind of influence that they had in 2016. So...
I'm going to get pretty American girls to go and become political operatives and basically just run Big Pharma's, right, pharma rep plan, writ slightly different.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, let's move on.
Bartenders, not models.
Russia is on the verge of bond default.
Yep. Last time they had to pay some interest on the bonds, had to make a payment. We let them withdraw money from the $630 billion they had on deposit here. This time,
not nope, so much.
No more. So, anyway, they're going to have to pay dollar-denominated payments in rubles, or they're going to have to default. Well, if the contract says dollars and you pay in rubles, you're in default.
Yeah.
So, they can take your money and still call you in default. So... anyway, it's going to be fun to watch.
Sounds good.
And they're claiming he should that Trump should pick Tulsi Gabbard as his running mate. You have to remember who Tulsi Gabbard was, right? She's the lunatic right-wing Republican who was running in the Democratic Party presidential primary.
That's right.
And everything she said, you look at her and go, God, are you lost? Yeah.
Well, it was like the little sad one that ran that first couple of times.
Viciously anti-Islamic. I mean, again. Just lunatic right-wing. Right. She'd be much more...
worried about Jewish space lasers and the cabal. Got it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Someone who gets their foreign policy understanding from primetime television.
Cool.
Just on Fox. This side of the...
No. Bullshit. It's the shithouse drama on network television. Where Abu Sayyaf is a major player. And,
okay.
The Lone Survivor, where there's a global cabal that's Manchurian candidated their guy. It's fine for TV. Yeah. The Blacklist, which is shithouse stupid, but I love it dearly. But if that's what you know, if that's how you think the world works, then sure, I could understand why you... not the Jewish space lasers, that seems anti-Semitic at a level that's creepy.
Anyway, Russia failed to make $600 million in bond payments on Monday.
Yeah.
So. Aw, shucks.
All right.
Instead, they printed some money and put it in their treasury to pay them.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of articles talking about how the ruble hasn't fallen as far as expected and they can't move the ruble.
Right.
Right, they didn't do trading on their stock market either, so their stock market held amazingly solid.
Yeah.
Then they opened the doors with very careful rules.
Right, and supported the prices and so forth.
Oh, you can't take out more than the ruble. Whatever amount of... yeah. Oh.
All right. Let's move on to Boomer Rex's About Damn Time.
What?
What did we do right?
So, turns out three anti-LGBTQ candidates in Eau Claire, Wisconsin lost their elections.
I am thunderstruck.
I am, absolutely. And the election made headlines after it came to light. School held a staff training session in which one of the PowerPoint slides said, remember, parents are not entitled to know their kids' identity, sexual identity.
That's fucking fair.
Right. And they're not entitled. That knowledge must be earned, and teachers are often straddling this complex situation.
Yep.
In ECASD, supporting the student is our priority.
Yeah.
Perfect.
No, absolutely
what needed saying.
And if your kid thinks you aren't strong enough to know the truth, then I'm going to take them at their word.
Absolutely. Like, I figure they know you better than anybody.
Yeah.
So anyway, the board president, Tim Norton, received death threats after media outlets began reporting on the training. And just these Nicole Everson, Melissa Winter, and Corey Cronrath released a joint statement condemning the school's messaging and claiming the school demonstrated a blatant disregard for parental rights. No, you don't have a right
as a parent. I'm a parent. If my son doesn't trust me, that's because I failed as a parent.
That's right.
What exactly about what part of your parenting plan means you need to know what gets your kid hard or wet?
Absolutely.
The fuck are you doing?
Anyway, he consistently defended the school's actions, said it's a parental responsibility to help the student become the best person that they can be, to live their true self, and when those students don't feel safe at home, where are they supposed to go?
That's a steal.
I'm unwilling to tell them that you're not safe at the school, because that's what this is about. It's not about parents versus teachers. It's about students being safe.
Yep.
Agreed.
Anyway.
No.
He won re-election.
Hell yeah.
Good.
They all lost.
Fuck them.
I love it.
Yeah. No, and that is the absolute best I've ever heard from a teacher. That is exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm probably glad to know there are some teachers that feel that way about it. I hope he finds some more.
Way to go, Tim Norton. Way to lead.
Well, and way to go the community for rallying around him and voting him back.
That's how you do it, Cheesehead. Mm-hmm. They're the Cheesehead ones, right?
Yep. Our schools are too important to cede to fear, and we will not shy away from doing what is right in the face of bullying, threats, and hate.
Fuck
yeah. Wonderful.
You want to buy that man whatever he drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Send the other teachers a case of whatever that one drinks.
Only if they don't like it.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, no.
This is from Jackson when they told Lincoln that he was a drunk. He's like, cool, then send the other generals a case of whatever he drinks.
Yeah.
Fair.
So, no, that is fucking sublime. That is exactly how you should feel about it.
Yes.
Way to go, Wisconsin. I am fucking proud of you today.
Yeah, no, that's really awesome. All right, shall we move on to Dumbass of the Day? We have an update.
No, I liked it back. Fuck.
Well, it's nice. One of those. How you become a dumbass du jour. Okay, so Louisiana Republican Party official and pastor named John Raymond was arrested for taping kids' mouths shut at the Christian school he runs in Slidell. I should have known it was Slidell. You talk about the asshole of the earth. Slidell's pretty much it.
Fair.
Anyway, so how do you become dumbass of the day?
Go on Survivor and not do very well. And then go be this pastor.
You double down.
Yeah, I know.
He's now speaking to defend his actions. Only did it to protect one of his teachers from being bullied by the class.
If you were being bullied by a bunch of teenagers,
kill yourself.
I have some questions about your. You've got to get a situation.
I'm gonna stay with my first answer. If you're an adult and you're getting bullied by kids, fucking. First, like, dose them all with acid and then kill yourself.
Jesus. He says, we have a zero-tolerance bully policy at Lakeside. That means students cannot bully each other or bully the teachers because they reserve bullying for the principal, right?
For him, yeah.
Yeah.
He's the only one who's allowed to bully around here.
He called dibs.
Standard, you can't get more toxic masculinity than that.
Mm-mm.
So fuck him. He doubled down on it. God, we said his name again.
And don't dose children with acid.
Yeah, no, it is hard to hit our dumbass of the day twice, especially twice within
a week? If Marjorie Taylor Greene had said something today, she'd have probably made it.
Oh, I'm sure she said stuff. Mm. The problem is for these people that they're their own, like, since they're ever raising the bar, they can just say a lot like that. I'm sure they say a lot of, like, the now base level crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm sure she said something about the quantum financial thing today. Not loudly enough anyone heard about it. Just, dumb.
Gotta love the quantum financials.
And as a teacher, if you're getting bullied by a class, how do you not, like, figure out who the ringleader, like, as an adult, figure out who the ringleader is, say something, like, permanently fucking damaging to them. Like, the kind of shit they're gonna explain to a therapist in, like, 25 years when they're paying for it themselves and they can't do anything about it.
Just fucking idiots after idiots here today. Okay, so the book It's Okay to Be a Unicorn is causing panic. Tell me
I love this, because they're so dumb.
So, anyway, one parent complained.
This was the point of it all.
That a children's book author was going to read to the students led to an Ohio school board holding an emergency meeting Friday night.
Now what happened?
After an interim superintendent blocked Jason Tharp from reading It's Okay to Be a Unicorn.
Yeah. Who showed up to the meeting?
Doesn't say.
Loads of parents in favor of the reading. Like 3 dozen parents. Most of the people who showed up.
No, they're wildly in favor. It's a standard shit.
Yeah. No, but now they...
My high school principal walked out, held a public meeting for all the parents who wanted to attend in the theater at our high school. Walked out on stage. I've forgotten what book. It was probably Catcher in the Rye.
No, they're all afraid you're going to shoot Reagan.
Hysterical about and so forth. And he walked out on stage and he said, "We won't be burning any books." Then turned around and walked away and left everybody in the auditorium.
Fair?
Yeah.
That's leadership.
Absolutely.
No, so what is this book? Do you know what it's about?
It's about being comfortable with who you are and growing into yourself and so forth.
Which is like a good lesson for kids.
Right. It's not LGBTQ at all.
How do we know? Because the guy is a white guy, and he's married to a very nice lady.
Yep, and has several children.
Yep. So. And not like, you know, Family Values types have some kids and then also some weekends and hunting lodges, but, like, because I'm sure if they, right, I am absolutely certain if this guy had some secondary life, the lunatics would have hunted it down by now. No, hasn't turned up on rentboy.com, so he's doing better than some of the elected Family Values shitheads. Well, apparently other things
they were doing in this district. They were going around and taking down any pictures of unicorns or rainbows.
If you ever needed more fucking proof, the Republican Party, the baddies, they're against unicorns and rainbows generically.
Yeah. No, they're terrified of unicorns and rainbows.
Yes.
They're the most frightened people there have ever been in this country.
Downside, they're also the most heavily...
And if we were choosing the teams, populated they'd be people. The last to be chosen.
Yeah. No, but that's... They have been. Like...
True.
That's been what the 80s forward was. We rolled up their schools. And we took away their medics. If they
run this country, they're in for a very unpleasant surprise.
I don't think they are. I think it's nihilism at this point.
That's fine.
Yeah. You can't have a country in the face of that level. You can't have a country in the face of 1% to 3% violent opposition.
They're not going to be violent. They're too frightened.
We'll see. They're the only ones who have done a bombing in the last 40 years.
Let me subtract 40 from... Yeah, you might be right.
When was the last... No, Elf burned down a couple of car dealerships in the 90s. But, actual violence. Not so much the left's wheelhouse. Some riots and shit, but...
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, well, I just want to say that the Texan Governor Abbott has created a 15-hour wait to cross from Mexico into Texas via commercial routes.
Yep. So if you have trouble getting anything...
So people are very angry with him at the moment.
It's going to empty the produce shelves.
Yeah. When you have to walk by empty shelves, say thanks, Texas.
Say thanks, Greg Abbott.
Fair.
Specifically.
Nah, he's actually got some power. I don't want people blaming, like, good Texans. I assume there's three.
There are.
I know. I've met a couple of good Texans. I will point out they didn't live in Texas. God damn it! One of the few fucking humans I like is a Texan.
Yes.
Piece of shit! Barnabas, burn the world down. I'm done. Hit reset. We'll go play Mario Brothers.
To the extent that you can call Austin, Texas.
It is, though.
I know.
It's so all of it. No, again, that's why I joke a lot. But I wouldn't let Texas... I would let Texas leave, but I wouldn't get rid of Texas willingly.
I have a friend who lives in Houston, but he's a transplant.
No, but for the same reason I wouldn't get rid of California. First off, I need those two. They kind of balance.
Right.
But, no, it's like I like the fact that Santa Fe, it is Santa Fe, is a beautiful and lunatic art town.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that that's not all of New Mexico. Same as I'm glad that Roswell isn't all of New Mexico, but I love that there's a Roswell. I like biggest balls of yarn and largest rose bushes and 12 other, like any place with dinosaurs, because I'm five.
Don't forget the thing.
I know, but no.
There is still a thing. If you didn't know, there's still a thing in Arizona.
Oh, hell yeah. It's gotten better. It's actually
funny. It is a cute... I like what they did with
it. No, I saw that
a while ago. What is their current thing?
I don't know. Last time I went...
It's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
It's not?
It's completely changed. We'll go there sometime. It's cool.
Oh, okay.
It's fun. It's a little story now.
Not that long of a drive. It's a little
story.
Okay.
But, no, I... And that's who we are. Like, that's what pisses me off about these people with an ever-narrowing description. And the, well, rural America, yeah, all 19.3% of you.
Yeah.
And I'm one of that. So, like, chill your titties, the guy. God damn.
All right. So, let's do updates with Boomer X. You got Omicron. Tell me about it.
So, we finally have some numbers. Remember that gridiron dinner? Yeah, that was a super spreader. 78
good people fuck them.
That we know of. Got
bye bye boomers at
the gridiron dinner. No, sadly most of them are vaccinated and
boosted and
whatever.
Yeah, most of the ones I've seen
we'll roll the dice and I'm sure it's not good for you. Maybe they'll get long COVID.
We're Democrats.
I don't die.
We're almost surely
dumb, so I don't care
anyway. Anyway, it's on the rise in New York, Los Angeles, lots of places in the Northeast.
The places with high-density humans.
Philadelphia announced Monday it will reintroduce a requirement that people wear masks in indoor public places.
No. Shit.
Yeah, which was sensible anyway, right?
Didn't the CDC wander the fuck away from that shit, though? Hey, this is the problem for the CDC. This is the account. Look, we need to butcher a shit ton of Russians for fun. And part of my idea for that is all those Ukrainian girls we're letting into Poland of military age. I think we should bring them here.
Train as the them refugees. Up, send them back.
Yeah, I'm going to send them to all the usual schools. You want to jump out of an airplane, honey? There's a school for that.
That's right.
And then I'd send them home.
Yeah.
And I'd keep any ones that for whatever reason can't jump out of a plane or whatever, right? I assume we have a system that selects for the kids that kill you playing Call of Duty in Nevada. We need to get some of those girls. Yeah. And all we should let them kill the shit out of Russians. And then I want an accounting of the CDC, because they have given some weird and not all that useful, like, advice from time to time.
Yeah.
They've done what they were told in a way that makes me very scared, because someday when there's a real plague, I don't mean this, or any, like, I don't even mean the fucking Spanish flu, which killed 1 in 3, right? When there's some 60-80% civilization collapsing, the last plague.
1 in 3 will do it.
Yeah, fine. But when there's something that's going to globally collapse society, that what comes out the other side will be fundamentally different than the way the Black Death was.
Yeah.
I need to know, deep down in my idiot bones, that the CDC is going to give the best answers according to science and not, like, post things and then take them down. And then...
So what's going on with climate weirding?
Well, so this will be the fourth week in a row. Right, we've got another huge string of storms. This one's a little to the north, which is going to be inconvenient for places like Chicago and St. Louis and so on. Cool.
I'm glad a lot of people don't fly out in and out of those places. Oh, wait.
Yeah. But the expectation is very violent thunderstorms, probably tornadoes, up to 2.5 feet of snow in some areas.
Good luck, everybody.
Extended areas with a foot or more, which is crippling.
Yep.
Anyway, it'll be interesting.
On the other hand, I'd rather it happen to places that have experience with it than when, like, you know, you get snow in Alabama.
Isn't North Dakota going to be getting an April fucking blizzard?
Oh, yeah, they've got one going on.
Yeah, fucking crazy.
Well, that's the beginning of this. Fuck. It will sweep across the U.S. So, anyway.
Cool.
Welcome to the new normal, except there is no new normal.
I was going to say, do we know what that is yet?
There's no normal anymore, yeah. All right, so I think that wraps us up for our Just the News Monday.
Lame.
All right.
Don't forget to comment, like, subscribe, heart, follow, review. Go to BoomerX Tonight, no spaces, for fun memes and a link to our Patreon. Give us a dollar. You can find us on YouTube as BoomerX, or check your favorite podcasting service for BoomerX Tonight. We can be found on over a dozen different platforms, including Podbean. Hit us up on Twitter at BRexTonight, and we love y'all, and we'll see you back here tomorrow night on Boomer Rex Tonight.
I kind of feel like, as the headliner, I should get paid more, but...
As soon as we get paid.
Yeah, okay.
outlet. No, no,
do
shithead.
You
got to
take some extra,
no.
You know, things to.
No,
to
no,
help
no, no,
out
no, 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 no. He stepped into the Valley of the Rakes and he's mine now. You must leave that one. You remember when you went to school and it didn't cripple your life future?
Yeah.
You remember when they made you make all those decisions at age 17?
I've already been paid.
Yeah, kind of. You got a good ride in America. Yeah. I'm going to eat a
human.
It
could end as soon as tomorrow.
No. No, that's the thing. Like, it got, it's fucking not. We're going to fall into kleptocracy and make me crazy. But in the meantime, Internet, I need you to do one thing, two things for me. Give me a dollar. And I need you to think really rude thoughts at the people in charge of Russia. And I just want to see if we can make them stub their toe or fall down an up escalator or I don't fucking care.
If you happen to have a little Pootie Boy doll.
Yeah.
Stick a knitting needle through its groin.
Send us pictures of what you've done to your Putin voodoo doll.
Oh, that'd be
amazing.
I'll give
go.
You a dollar.
Absolutely.
Not really.
My recommendation would be up through the groin and out through the top of the head, but do your own thing.
Not valid in Wisconsin.
So, remember, Boomer, how we were going to loosen your chains?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guess who gets the hose again?